Great to have you here. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here, of course. Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Chuck, here in just a second. But he's kind of, well, I guess in my mind, unusual because he doesn't have a litany of symptoms so much.
Well, you know, one out of four people that come to the Yardley Institute come for preventative and long-term quality of life care. In other words, they don't come with a specific issue that they're looking to get
help with. They don't have an ailment.
No. They're there saying, you know, I want to see if I've got a compromised brain-body connection. If I do, it makes good sense to get that corrected and thereby avoid problems in the future.
And when they do that, if they don't have a complaint specifically, how do you know the brain-body connection has helped them?
Because of metrics. Because we can measure this. We can measure this physically. We have the instrumentation and the sophisticated equipment to allow us to determine if it's there and if we've corrected it.
Well, everybody has that equipment, right?
No.
I'm kidding. Actually, you're one of the few places that does have the equipment.
Well, that's because that's what we limit our practice to. This is our area of focus.
Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Great. Glad to be here.
Got Dr. Yardley here to give you heck.
Chuck, we're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. That's normal.
So, Chuck, tell us a little bit about what motivated you in the first place to make an appointment to come see us at the Yardley Institute.
Yeah, I got motivated by listening to what you were saying on whatever radio station 2 or 3 years ago. It was in December. Mm-hmm. But I was listening to what happened to you that you were relating on the thing. You were confined to a bed and all of those details. And I thought, my goodness, what a thing to recover from. And so I thought, you know, maybe some of my things would go away if I gave it a shot. So
did you have some things in mind when you came to see us?
Yeah, small symptoms.
Yeah, I had, my principal symptom at the time was I've always wanted to find some way to get rid of my glasses. Now, that never has gone away, but I've also had a pain in my neck whenever it happens, and I've gone into chiropractors, you know, to get that done. They've all been good guys, and it'd be gone for a while, but that... I thought, you know, maybe whatever he does that's so different, it might help.
So you walked into Dr. Yardley's office, and what was your experience like there, Chuck?
Well, it was a deal. You know, I made a special deal, which I always like those special deals.
Really?
And that's what really got me in there, first of all. But then I was sitting in on a presentation that he and Anthony presented on, you know, just the philosophy of the way they do things. And I'm in the philosophy anyway, and of course not this particular philosophy, but I thought, you know, this makes sense anatomically, electrically, and mechanically. And so I thought, you know, this ought to be a good thing to give a shot at.
You wouldn't be an engineer, would you?
I have been, yes.
I can hear it in your explanation. I know an engineer when I hear one.
Okay.
So, Chuck, what was your impression with the initial workup, and what was the adjustment like?
Okay, the initial workup, like when they gave the x-rays, that's probably what you're talking about, isn't it?
Sure, yes.
Yeah. I thought, man, this is right on. I mean, the guy... seemed like I had to move my head a millimeter or less or in different direction. I thought, they're getting very exact, and I like exact. And so that part of it was great. I didn't know where we were going with the thing, but, man, it seemed great to me anyway.
So was it something that you found highly invasive and painful, Chuck, when you did the procedure?
Are you kidding? You're not kidding.
I am kidding.
That was actually a problem in this thing because I never got any pain. I thought surely I was going to feel something sometime. But even when he gave an adjustment, I barely even felt the side of his hand. I didn't know what was going on.
So as time went on, what kind of changes did you experience, Chuck?
Yeah, that's good. I noticed that my changes, I wish I could say I lost my glasses. I haven't yet. I think they are changing a little bit. I just noticed an overall general wellness feeling, and the problem in my neck is gone. I don't have it anymore. And I also had, I can't remember now, it's been so long, and I don't remember bad things very long anyway, but I had a occasional pain down in my lower back.
Yeah.
And that's gone unless I overdo outside some way, but that's not... doesn't have anything to do with my back.
Chuck, it sounds like your just overall quality of life has improved for you.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, and another way the quality of life has improved is I didn't know what was going to happen, but I got my wife, our son, and one of our sons and our daughter down there, and boy, it's really changed them. So I like that. That's probably equal to me.
It sounds like smiles all the way around the family.
Oh, yeah. And everybody was skeptical. It was fascinating to hear the skepticism, but it eventually went away.
Chuck, I want to thank you for making the time to talk with us today. It's great to meet you. Great to chat with you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chuck. You have a good day.
You bet.
So when you listen to Chuck, isn't that just the most amazing story?
Yeah. Preventive care. The idea that he comes to you without a huge symptom.
Right.
Instead, he just wants to make sure everything's okay, but it still changes his quality of life.
See, he wants to live to 105 and enjoy doing so.
Thumbs up.
Exactly.
I'm there. That's me. Maybe it will be you. Tell you what, you don't have to be suffering huge amounts of pain to be a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally, next on AM 770, The Truth.